Today's Leading Women, episode 162.
Women all over the world, get ready for inspiring and empowering interviews from women at the top of their field who are kicking butt in their business and who are prepared to share shocking revelations from being in the limelight. You are now listening to Today's Leading Women with Marie Grace Berg.
Are you looking on expanding your audience through podcasting? Learn how to create, grow, and monetize your podcast. Go to learnpodcastingtoday.com to learn more. Yes, women of the world, let's get started. I am delighted to introduce you our amazing guest for today, Dr. Joy Peterson. Dr. Joy Peterson is the founder of Express Success, is a licensed spiritual healer, a certified spiritual health coach, certified law of attraction practitioner, and author of Wisdom of the Garden, Treasures from Archangel Michael to Change Your Life. Joy is a seasoned life and business consultant and healer for her many years of consulting in the scope of money, relationships, career, business, and health. Joy utilizes both established technological techniques and spiritual techniques to eradicate negative memories, energies, emotions, and karma. So women of the world, Dr. Joy Peterson, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
We are delighted to have you on the show, and I'm sure our listeners are as well. So, Joy, I really like what you're doing with your business. You are a success in your own right. You put in the effort, you know, the sweat equity, the knowledge and experience to build a special business you call your own. As a result of that, our listeners really want to get to know you, and I want to provide that conduit, you know, that bridge between you and our listeners. So here are some cool questions that we can talk about. Feel free to comment anytime about them. These are just general questions I have in mind. So let's start with your business. You know, there might be people out there who want to start one and have no clue how to go about it. Can you tell us more about your business and the idea behind the niche?
Certainly. Well, my business evolved over time, but the way it originally started, I was working in television publicity at Paramount Studios in Hollywood on such shows as Happy Days, Cheers, Taxi, and Mork and Mindy. And it was exciting and fun. And I had a number of people calling me, asking me how to break into working at the studio and doing the type of work I was doing. So I listened to their stories and heard their frustration and wondered why it was so easy for me to get my ideal job at the time and why they were struggling. So I was curious, and I also wanted to help these people. So I began to study success, and I learned about the law of attraction. I applied the idea of intentionally thinking about what I wanted to attract and attracted great results. And I thought I was very enthusiastic. I thought I had a great secret, and I wanted to start sharing that with others through workshops and consultations, which I did. But over time, I also learned that some of the results that my clients and or I were shooting to achieve were more difficult. So I realized there were internal blocks within each of us that would stand in the way. So that took me down another path to learn how to address and release them. And I found a spiritual process, and that ended up changing my focus over time to be able to help people that were wanting anything in their life. It didn't matter what area of life. It could be a relationship, money, health, well-being, a job. They were stuck in some manner. And I wanted to help them achieve better results by focusing on what the block itself was and releasing that block. So that has taken more of a forefront than teaching people the law of attraction. What I do with people is eliminate the blocks and then help them work with the law of attraction to naturally attract what is for their highest and best good.
Wow, I love what I'm hearing about your business and how, you know, how it evolved and it came into existence. And I'm sure our listeners were curious to hear that one as well from you. So now, what was that defining moment, you know, that moment that prompted you to start a business and made you say, this is my business?
Well, it was really that. At the time, I wanted to help those people. And that's when I launched Express Success. And that business, like I said, in the beginning years, were really focused on the law of attraction and teaching people how to achieve success more easily through that. And then it changed the focus to address the other problem, which was really what was blocking people. Over time, however, my business even enhanced even further because Archangel Michael came to me and asked me to write his book. So he also asked me to sort of work more like a spokesperson for him and his heavenly colleagues, because I had the ability to channel information from God, angels, and others, and that ability to tune in and connect on a higher level was also useful for my clients. So my business even evolved further, where it was just Express Success, and now it's Express Success with the Help of Heaven.
Wow, that certainly is a profound concept and topic. And then you're right. I mean, people started asking you about how you are able to get to land under your ideal job. And then that led for you to start to go into the law of attraction. And now you came into your ability to tune in and connect with the higher essence out there. So it's really for our listeners out there, you know, sometimes we don't know when we want to jump into our business. But when you know that there was something in you that you know you'll be able to provide value to other people, that is something that you can start off, or you can be aware that, oh, this is something that I can share with other people, just like what Joy just shared with us. Now, your business obviously has a vision to be the market leader in your industry, and that resonates very well with a particular portion of our listeners. However, they will like to know, what was that compelling vision for your business that continues to drive you towards success day in and day out?
I think because I see so much struggle in the world, and I realize that people don't have to struggle as much as they do. A lot of the struggle is somewhat self-imposed because they don't realize there's an easier way. And it made me excited to be able to change someone's life and take away that struggle and make it easier for everyone. And so that's on a personal level, and on a more global level, I want to see peace on earth. And in order to get peace on earth, we need to have peace within.
Wow, what a profound vision that is. And you know, the takeaway here for our listeners is that create a vision for yourself or for your business that inspires you, just like what Joy just shared with us, because he has this personal vision to really help other people realize that they don't have to struggle that way, and there's a way to overcome those struggles, and then also to have peace in the world. I mean, who doesn't want that? I mean, I really love that you have those two your personal and the big vision that you have. So for our listeners out there, create something for yourself and for your business that inspires you at a deeper level, just what Joy just shared. Now, let's talk about how you prepared for success that turned this vision into a reality. Can you share our listeners, what are some of your personality traits or your top three personal qualities that help you become a successful entrepreneur that our listeners can learn from?
One, I think it's listening to my inspiration. And then next is being tenacious enough to follow through on what I'm guided to do and having that faith. Because a lot of times you're guided to do things and you have no idea in an intellectual manner, why? So you may get guided and feel like you need to go to the local convenience store, but you can't justify it in your head. But the universe may know that, or in your subconscious, that part of you may know that there's somebody that's going to be there the time you're inspired to go that will be your next client or your next opportunity. So we don't always know what's in front of us, but if we can be present in the now and follow the inspiration that we receive, then and have the faith to move forward, then we will always be in the right place for our highest and best good, doing whatever it is that we're meant to do. So that's basically the way I operate now. I will say I wasn't always as trusting as I am now. And that's taken time and practice and letting go of fears that I had. But over time, I trust so much. I've been able to get on a plane, go someplace without having an idea of what I'm going to do when I'm getting there, and I don't even have a return ticket because I know it's purposeful. And then it turns out I learn why it was purposeful after the trip.
Wow, you share some really great traits and qualities there. And the good news is that we can all develop this. I mean, having that, I mean, the listening and being able to listen to your what inspires you and to follow through that, and having that tenacity to follow through, and having that faith, whatever it is that is leading you. I mean, this is a profound concept. And for our listeners out there, you know, these traits or these qualities that Joy have just shared with us, we can all adapt and cultivate them according to how we find it useful for ourselves as well and in life in general. So thank you for sharing those. Now, let's talk about what happened when you started your journey as entrepreneur. You know, as entrepreneurs, we face daily challenges that define our being. And to get through those challenges takes a very special person. And our audience wants to know that special person in you. So what have been your biggest challenges, and how have you addressed or overcame those barriers to success that a lot of women entrepreneurs face today?
Well, sometimes if I didn't know the answer to something, when you're new at doing anything, other people who have more expertise can guide you. So I was very good at networking, which was very useful to me. But I would say the biggest challenge that I had to overcome is when Archangel Michael came to me asking me to write his book, Wisdom of the Guardian, because I could easily channel and in this case do automatic writing, which is how the book was conveyed, I agreed, and writing the book was easy. What was difficult was I didn't want to tell anybody I could channel Michael. I was more concerned about what other people thought. What I did is I took myself on as a client, and having the ability to see past lives, I saw numerous lifetimes of persecution. And with the spiritual process that I use, I cleared those memories. And as I cleared more and more memories of persecution, which is not unusual for healers and light workers today to have experienced, I was able to move forward more effortlessly without the blocks within me to move forward. But fear in general happens to be the biggest barrier for people. It doesn't have to be past lives of persecution as it was in my case, but when I work with clients, I deal with the same trauma where people are fearful and they don't know why. And what I do is I look in and I see what the cause was. Maybe it was clearing previous failures. And once those are released, it's not an issue to move forward because the fear of failure may no longer exist. So basically, I did the same thing for me. And if I get stuck in something, if I'm going to play a bigger game, more fears may come up as you go up the rung of ladder of success and in a career and opportunity. And the more I became public, that was when my fears would kick in. So really doing my own spiritual process on myself was how I overcame them.
Wow, I certainly can resonate with what you've just shared, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners can relate to that, because overcoming these blocks, overcoming this fear, especially the fear of failure, I'm sure a lot of our listeners can relate to that challenges. And I love that you brought that one up, because it's a challenge that you deal with on maybe on a constant or a very frequent level. And one way to overcome this is to really be aware of that fear, face the fear, embrace it, and let be not be a hindrance to it. Because that's why, you know, that's the great insight about having of experiencing these challenges, because it teaches us something. It teaches us to be strong. And so if we don't let them as a hindrance for us moving forward, that's the essence of it. So for our listeners out there, whatever challenges that you are facing or experiencing or might be experiencing, embrace them and know that there are ways to deal with them. So it's just your resources out there are abounding that can help you overcome these challenges. So thank you for sharing that, because that is a profound concept and a profound subject that you've touched in there, sharing your experience. All right, let's switch gears for a little bit and talk about work-life balance. You know, being a business owner myself, maintaining a work-life balance is so crucial to overall success in life. Now, the challenge with entrepreneurs is how to click on and click off and create a work-life balance, particularly if you have a family juggling many roles. So in your life as an entrepreneur, how do you maintain this work-life balance, and what are some of the ways that you accomplish this in the areas of your health, your family, your relationship, and your business?
Well, I would say balance was one of the hardest things for me to achieve. I happen to be really committed, and when I'm passionate about something, go for it full out and don't know when to quit. So it took a lot for me to get to the place where I am now. And I especially like the fact that I just moved to Florida and it became easier here because the energy in Florida is kind of more playful overall. So that made it a little bit easier. But I really wanted to schedule my life to contain all that was important to me. And I wanted a personal life and I wanted to be conscious of my health and well-being. So I make sure I walk in the morning and during warmer weather, swim at night, and I plan fun activities so I have something to look forward to, which I think is important for all of us, because often we can get into the rut of focus. I gotta commit to this project. I've got to finish this. I've got to get my business to a certain level. And I certainly was guilty of that. But I find when I plan fun things and something fun to look forward to, and I take those most precious breaks during the day, I have more balance, I have better well-being, and I am more productive. So I incorporate other forms of exercise and activities during the week also. And if I need a rest, like sometimes when I do my work, which can be very draining because I work over the phone, and you would think it's simple because I'm just sitting at my desk on the phone with people. But when I'm clearing energy and going very, very deep, sometimes it can be very draining. And I know now I have to stop if I need to rest, if I need to take a walk, if I need to do something else to get myself renewed before I continue working. I do that. I honor how my body feels and I listen. And as I listen, I end up becoming more productive because of it.
Yes, a great takeaway, sir. And I believe, and I totally agree with you that work-life balance is really a challenge for I'm sure most of entrepreneurs out there and for our listeners out there, this is a challenge that we're going to be continuously dealing with. But there are little ways to deal with them, like what just Joy shared with us. You know, be conscious of your health and well-being. Do the small things that contribute to your well-being. And it's as simple as, for example, taking breaks in between your work time. If you are on the phone all the time, if you are in the computer all the time, take breaks in between. And especially don't neglect your health, because I believe that one of our greatest investments is our health. So if we take care of ourselves, we're going to be able to take care of others by building this business that we are so passionate about doing. So, and I resonate with what you said, because when you're able to do take the breaks in between your work time, it will increase your focus and your productivity will increase because you are more refreshed, your mind is more refreshed, you are rejuvenated. So make time, especially for our listeners who are working at home or being a computer the whole, most of the day, take time in between to really maybe just step away for a little bit. Take some breaths or take a quiet moment, because that's really beneficial, not only for our well-being, but for our productivity as well, just what Joy just shared with us. So thank you for sharing those tips that our listeners can learn from. Now, let's talk about what success and what success mean to you. You know, your business appears to be financially doing quite well, and with that success flows into other areas in the entrepreneur's life. Now, would like to also say that success is a mindset. I can have $10 in my pocket, but my mind feels like a millionaire. I feel great about myself and I'm moving forward. The opposite way will be a multi-billionaire and be totally miserable. So am I successful? Financially, yes. Individually, probably not. So in your journey as an entrepreneur, what does success mean to you? And what are some of the benchmarks that you use to measure your success?
Well, you know, you asked me a question that I want to address it from another standpoint too, because I deal with a lot of successful people as clients, and on the outward, they may appear very successful, and they are, but to your point, on the inside, they might still have self-esteem issues, they might have trouble in a personal way, it might be with relationships. There's a variety of ways that people may be struggling, and I have found that pretty much all people are the same, having experienced trials in one area or another in life. So when someone is successful in one area, it's very likely that they're not in another. So somebody who wants to start their own business may already be successful in a relationship, and they're already bringing something to the table. And it's just learning new skill sets to achieve success in a new area. But for me, success is achieving my life purpose. Success can be measured in so many ways, and it includes, to me, implementing or launching of a new endeavor. So it might even just trying something new or achieving the desired outcome that I intended, no matter what that was. But even to elaborate on something also I said before about being guided to do something, Archangel Michael asked me to start an annual group cruise called Angels at Sea. And I did that following my inspiration, and we had a fun and healing cruise. And then afterwards received reports about the benefits that cruise provided to the individual participants. But then even later, how it opened up other things, because when you work on the spiritual level, it opens things up on the physical more readily. So our healing the oceans during these cruises helps open up other things, so the whole planet benefits. So for me, part of what my success is also is being able to listen, trust, and follow the inspiration. So that little piece, I think, is important and a mark for me to say I'm successful at being able to be inspired and trust and follow what I'm guided to do. Then the end result, of course, is another place where you can say, okay, I was successful at, like in this case, creating a fun and healing cruise. And then there's the side benefits. Okay, there was also additional success in what I was able to achieve in benefit to others. So I think success can be measured in many, many different ways. But for me, even like I had an invitation to learn polo. Well, I didn't become a polo player, but I went out and took some polo lessons, done sailing lessons. I've written a book. I've done things that were not necessarily going to be a career or a new hobby, but just that experience of being open and willing to learn something new and have an experience. To me, that makes me successful as a person in living life. So I think there's so many ways to measure success. And unfortunately, I think people often look at titles and money as a barometer. And they, yes, can be a good barometer, but they aren't the only barometer.
Wow, I love your perspective on success. And when you said about success is achieving your life's purpose, and whatever that purpose is for you, for our listeners out there, you know, for you, for example, with Joy, she has this inspiration from the Archangel Michael that led her to doing this things that she's putting out there that are helping other people. So for our listeners out there, you know, success, I believe, is relative, and we all have different definitions of success, and our measurements of our success are different as well. So, but the bottom line here is that, you know, if you ask yourself what success means to you, more often it won't be those dollar signs that you're going to be thinking, but the fact that, or knowing that what you're putting out there is making a difference to other people's. And I think that's what really fulfills us, or that really gratifying, is that knowing that we are helping other people because of what we do and what we're putting out there. So thank you for sharing that. You certainly touched on very profound subject there, which I was really tuned into listening to. So thank you for sharing that. Now, let's talk about one of the highlights of our show, and that's your advice for other entrepreneurs and those aspiring to be. You obviously got some lessons learned under your belt of experience, so take it back to the past. Say you're going to start all over again as an entrepreneur, and you are in a class with other entrepreneurs who are hungry and thirsty for success, or even for making that first buck. What types of special suggestions or advice and lessons that you learned would you give your fellow entrepreneurs, knowing where you came from and where you're headed at? And if you can boil them down to your top three tips or advice, what would those three be?
I would say follow a heartfelt passion, as it will be easier to attain than choosing something to do from the head to make money. So if you say, oh, I can make money at that, I think has less chance of succeeding than someone who says, I have to do this. I feel compelled to do this. I just have to achieve this. And I think it's a different framework. And I think the person who has a heartfelt passion will stick to it when they hit the rough bumps longer than somebody that's in it for just the money. That would be one. And I think another one is when you're becoming an entrepreneur, you're taking on many jobs, and we don't always have the skill sets or interest in all the jobs that we need to do as an entrepreneur. And I think it's important to recognize what you're good at, what you're not good at, and then find help where you're not good at it. And don't try to learn another type of job within your umbrella. Know what you're good at, know what you want to do, and then find other people who are capable of doing those other things. And I guess the third thing along that same vein, though, is to really try to incorporate help from an assistant sooner than later, because often we get bogged down with having to do everything, wanting to do it perfectly ourselves, and then we're not really doing what we're in business to do to begin with because we're doing all these jobs. So I think it's just knowing why you're in business, focusing on what you want to do with the business yourself, and then enroll the help from others who can really assist in doing the things that you can't do as well.
Well, I love those tips as you've just shared, and I'm sure our listeners can take action on today. So let me just summarize those ones, because it's really important to reiterate those again. So the first one is to follow a heartfelt passion, or know what's your big why. What is it? Why are you doing this? And what's that passion that is, you know, driving you? And the second one is to recognize what you are good at, and what, and not only that, but what you want to be doing, and those that aren't, that you don't want to do or that you are not good at, delegate them or find people that can help you. And the third one is to incorporate help as soon as possible. This is really huge. And for our listeners out there, if you're just starting out, maybe you're unable to afford this to begin with, but as soon as you can, it's really important to find people or outsource or delegate some of the tasks that you are you're doing, because that will not only free up your time, but also you'll be able to concentrate more on the things that you love doing and also that you are good at or you're passionate about. So love those tips that you've just shared. So thank you for sharing those. Now, can you recommend our listeners a book or two that our listeners can get that will help them grow personally and professionally?
I still go back to the old classic, Think and Grow Rich. I think it addresses the core of mindset necessary for all personal and business success. And I think all success starts in the mind. And if the mind is clear and on what you want to attract, you can attract it easily, or more easily than you can if you are muddled in thinking. And I think Think and Grow Rich is excellent as the way it addresses that.
Yes, and it's a staple book out there. So that's Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. I believe that everyone, every entrepreneur should have this on their library or their arsenal, because it's really a great resource. And I love that it focuses on our mindset as well. On that book, you learn a lot from. So that's Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. Last but not the least, Joy, I'd love for you to share our listeners what's the big benefit that they can get with your product or service, and where they can get it, and we'll end from there.
Well, mostly when people work with me, they're working with me to achieve more in life. They feel stuck in a certain area. They have challenges, whether it's in life, money issues, relationship challenges, not enough clients, emotional baggage, or feeling blocked. So I really work with people on removing those. And often I can see what's hidden they can't identify on their own. So what I do is I see intuitively what their challenge is. I can clear both the negative emotions, attachments, memories, things they're unaware of, and then they can operate more clearly, effortlessly, and move forward in whatever area they want and achieve whatever they want and have better outcomes more effortlessly. And basically, when I started Express Success, it was to help people achieve success quicker and easier. So I'm still doing that with just new tools and gifts. And as far as gifts, I also offer anyone an opportunity to work with me, you know, in a free opportunity to chat. I don't do sales calls. I don't necessarily resonate with them, but I feel it's important for people to understand what I do, how I work, and how I can help someone with their specific challenges. And they need to feel comfortable with me, and this work needs to be appropriate for them. So we do an exploratory call, and anyone's welcome to take advantage of that without feeling any pressure to sign on the dotted line for anything. I'm here to be of service, and the person needs to feel comfortable and see that this is a fit. So they can email me at info@expresssuccess.net if they want to set up a free introductory call, or they can go to my website, expresssuccess.net, and while there, they can sign up for a free mini e-course to learn how to have more joy, peace, love, balance, and abundance. And also, they can set up a Get Acquainted call that way also.
Yes, and again, that link is expresssuccess.net, or the email is info@expresssuccess.net. And I highly encourage our listeners out there to check the website, go into the website, visit that one, and sign up for the Joy's free e-course on spiritual secrets to success, and also to check on the other services and her books as well. They are all, you can get those ones at expresssuccess.net. And by the way, all of these resources and the links that are mentioned in today's podcast will be available in a beautiful infographic show notes at todaysleadingwomen.com/Joy Peterson, and or just type in her name, Joy Peterson, on the search bar, and it will find it for you. So if you weren't able to jot those down, if you are driving while you're listening to this one, I'm going to have the links on the show notes as well. Again, that link is expresssuccess.net. Joy, thank you so much for being so generous in sharing your time and your inspiring story, your expertise, for being a role model to many, and for bringing such a positive energy with our listeners today. Women of the world, including me, appreciate you and wish you more success in business and in your life.
Well, thank you very much for having me. I so appreciate it.
Podcasting is taking the world by storm. If you are a marketer and not using this platform, your business is missing out on a big opportunity to reach a wider audience. Find out how you can create, grow, and monetize your podcast and take your podcasting skills from novice to experts. Go to learnpodcastingtoday.com now.
Inspired and empowered to make it happen? Then take the next step and go get your free guide to the top 3 iPhone apps that these high-achieving women use to get things done lightning fast today. Visit todaysleadingwomen.com/apps for your free download, and we'll see you on the next episode of Today's Leading Women with Marie Grace Berg.